Yeah, I'm ready now. We can actually just go sit at my desk if you want. The office is empty just now. Yeah, people tend to clock off at about 2 on a Friday afternoon. I quite like working this time. That's probably because it's empty and it means I can do things, without interruption, which is pretty good. Alright, just grab a chair. I'll load up the file. How much time have you got this evening? Yeah, but I'm sure we want to get out of here at some time, so we could say an hour or two and see how far we get. Yeah, sound good? Okay, cool. Okay, so this is the file. And I thought today that we could just start by blocking like how the file is gonna look, how it's gonna be used, what, information will be visible and what we can hide. I figured on this page here where we've got all this information, we can actually just move that into like a sheet of standards. So we can move all that information out and it would actually look a lot cleaner. So you'd just have like the finished product code, then you'd have the material codes, and then you'd have the forecast and all that would be. Are you paying attention? Yeah. What are you looking at? Something. Okay. Yeah, so I thought, yeah, we'll just have it clean. So finished product code, material codes, units per tray, and then just the forecast spanning out from there. And then I thought it'd be quite cool if we could have another, like a reference lookup page, where all you do is either type in the finished goods code or you could type in the material codes and it would show in that finished goods the materials that go into making that. Or if you type in the material code, you could see which finished goods that actually is used in, and hopefully that'll help us use stock a bit. I'm sorry, what are I like am I boring you? I know that people aren't really too concerned with how these files are put together, but we do have to design how it's gonna look, so I do need your input on this. What are you looking at? Yeah, it's Friday, it's a casual day. I can wear a more casual top if I want, can I? Okay, so we'd have that page looking like that, and then we'd have the lookup page. We could also have a dashboard that sort of shows what materials we're getting low on, so that would inform the buyers straight out. Okay, look, you're clearly not paying attention. What's going on? Oh, yeah, that's a corset. Sometimes I wear a corset under my clothes. It's comfy. Well, it's not comfy. It makes me feel better. What does it do? It holds various bits in. Makes it easier to button my trousers. No, it's not, it's not comfy. It's just, it's not uncomfy. I wouldn't wear it if I've has been a long day. It's fine, it's fine. Look, we'll get this done and hopefully we'll get out at like 4:30. We'll map today. Yeah, so we could have the hidden sheets, and that would have generic information, sort of, what customer various products are assigned to and what makeup they are and the actual ingredients until they're pulled up into the lookup page as a reference. You're still not paying any attention. Okay, well, I could have left at 2 o'clock like everyone else, but you said this would be a good time to meet. Yeah, I'm not getting uptight. I'm just wondering what you're looking at. I'm fine, I'm comfortable. Well, I'm not comfortable, but I'm okay, it's fine. I can take it off if I want. Of course, I can take it off if I want. Yeah, and no, oh, sorry, I mean, I know what you meant. It's fine. I'm okay. Hot chocolate. Do you have coffee? I'll take coffee if you go in the machine. Okay. I'll see you in a minute. Hey. No, I'll just start it writing the code for that for the user form just so we can just sort of design how it look like. Yeah, you just use this little box here to choose what buttons you want. It's actually I find it really cool. Oh. Is that hot chocolate? You thought I could do with a hot chocolate? Is that a joke? I really don't think I need to add any more hot chocolates to this frame. Thank you. So yeah, I just thought we could have like you could click look up and then the box would appear and you could there'd be various options to choose what you want. So you know, if you want to look up a product or you want to look up material codes, or you could you know look up what we're running short on or what we're going to need a lot of this week. Okay, I could have you know designed something. You didn't have to be here if you weren't going to concentrate. You're still looking at me. Okay, you know, yes. Okay, it's uncomfortable. You win. It's uncomfortable, but you know, I prefer to be held in a little bit than have my tummy sitting on my lap and love handles spilling out and things. It makes me feel a little bit more secure. That's all. Yeah, I get. There's no one here but us now. And fine. All right. Just turn around. But obviously turn around. I'm not gonna take it off in front here, am I? Okay, that does feel a bit better. Yeah, I've kind of got a button underneath my tummy now. What do you mean that looks better? I look like I've been to Krispy Kreme one too many times. A few too many lattes. Yeah, so if you choose the button that you want from there, then you can choose a text box, and then obviously we write the code behind that. So you can design it, so we can design how it looks. I'll write the code. I can write the code over the weekend, or no, that makes me sound really sad. I've already said it. Yeah, I quite enjoy this type of stuff. I know it's not like rocket science or anything, but I find it interesting. I like how things fit together. No, I don't have a date or anything for the weekend. But cool, thanks for bringing that up. That really soared my confidence there, so thanks for that. You're still looking at me. What is it you're looking at? Wait, you didn't. You're saying I don't look fat. I do look fat. I didn't look fat when I had my corset on, but I do look fat now. I know that I do. Thanks. That. Oh wow, that makes me feel fantastic. I looked chubby with the corset on. What bits of me looked chubby with the corset on? I mean, you know, I thought I was hiding it pretty well. My arms. Do they look chubby? I don't know. Well, I look down at them and I can just kind of see my shoulders. They look quite toned from where I'm looking at them, but obviously I don't see them from your angle. Look soft though. Okay. Thanks. Well, yeah, I'll just that's a really great way to end the week. I'll go home and write my Excel codes and think about how my arms look fat. Okay, chubby. Thanks for that. What else? I mean, yeah, I'm not happy about gaining weight. I'm not tearing my hair out over it or anything. I'm just, coping with it. I've put on a bit of weight. I'm wearing a corset until I can lose it again. It's about 20 pounds. That's stone and a half. Yeah, it's kind of. I know it's noticeable now. It's just, I do work hard here, and then got other things going on. Just finding the time to eat healthy and exercise and all that. It's hard work-life balance, all that kind of thing. And the chips here are really good. Yeah, I think the weight gain came there, like it was directly correlated to the chips improvement in the canteen since Mavis left and John joined the team, and he's a lot better at cooking chips. You don't have to compliment me. I mean, I get all of this body positivity thing, but at the end of the day, I have this tummy because I don't eat right and I don't exercise enough and spend too much time watching TV than out doing activities and things. You don't have to pretend that's okay. Thanks for the hot chocolate, though. It's not okay. It's not acceptable for me to. No, I mean, of course, it's my body. I can do whatever I like, but it's not right that I'm now. Well, I'm not obese, but BMI about 29 now. It's getting up there. I think. You think I look okay? Thank you. No, I wasn't even being sarcastic. That was genuine. Thank you. You're like a woman with a bit of woman in her. You've seen that skinny women aren't real women. Because, it's a bit off in itself, to be perfectly honest. I get what you mean. I'm not hard to compliment. Okay, yes, I get it. I'm hard to compliment. I don't think we're getting much of this code written, are we? You think I'm a distraction? So you actually like women who look like me? Yeah, I guess I'm chubbier than you thought I was. Of course, it does get uncomfortable sometimes. What do you like about women who look like me? You have a thing for soft arms. You think we give good cuddles then? With our soft arms. Curvy, there's a euphemism. Oh, like that kind of curve. The curve of my tummy. I didn't think that a lot of men liked that kind of body shape. Oh, okay, well, I know a lot of men like big arses.
Okay, that's something you did notice. Don't worry, I noticed it as well. You're not insulting me. Tits, yeah. Well, you know, you're not a newly found specimen. A lot of men like big tits. I guess it's nice that I got to keep these. So that's good. If I lose weight, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to, you know, I don't know if they'll stay this big. Quite, so you like thighs that don't have a thigh gap? I thought thigh gap was all the rage just now. You like it if they've rubbed together a little bit and they touch. Yeah, mine they definitely touch. Why are we talking about this? What? Okay. You can. You want to feel how soft I am. Is it maybe just that you like teddy bears and things and they're really soft and squishy as well? Quite like it when you squeeze me there. You like there as well? If I'd known that, then I probably wouldn't have worn that corset. You want to feel how soft I am there? I think most women are soft there. I have a sudden fear that you're taking Oh, okay. Okay, well, that tells me that you're definitely Nothing says you turn me on like a big hard cock. Yeah. Squeeze me there. Like being squeezed. My hip there. Feels good. You said you had no plans for tonight. For the sake of getting this, distraction out of the way. So we can focus on this. So we can focus on this project. Yeah. Should I go to mine?